This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Before we get to the shot, Miles, I just want to read Jen's comment. I appreciate this. Says, Miles, don't lie. If you had a pool table, you'd have a new place to put laundry. I tried, man.
You're not lying.
It's like the Bowflex.
I wish I had the room for it, but you're not lying.
All right.
I was going to say, pool tables are great, but yet I don't know too many people that actively will continuously play it.
I just shoot around.
Council got a pool table, and for probably 4 solid years, I mean, my man was pretty heavy on it, but very recently he was like, I don't know why I got a pool table. You know, like, the time has passed. He's like, no, it's just there.
I feel like it's fun, too, if you have somebody over.
Yeah, that goes a long way.
And you can't do that now.
Today, you know, we're going to go kind of positive. Today, we're going to toast SpaceX. That's the aerospace manufacturer founded by Elon Musk back in 2002. And in a time when scientists frowned upon SpaceX, they pushed the human endeavor forward. Among other things, SpaceX achievements include the first privately funded liquid propellant rocket to reach orbit. That's the one Ted gets so excited about.
Love it.
The first private company to successfully launch, orbit, and recover a spacecraft. That's the one that Miles gets excited
about. Yeah.
All right.
The first private company to send a spacecraft to the International Space Station. I admit it. That's me. I'm a sucker for that. The first reuse of an orbital rocket in the first private company to send astronauts to orbit and the International Space Station. That's the one that gets Mike Hawk on. Not bad for a dude who's married to a woman named Grimes. But I digress. Anyway, SpaceX's current goal is to successfully vertically land their latest rocket. That would be the SN10. Now, this is no easy task. And to prove that, the previous two attempts ended in massive explosions. When the rockets tried to land, they came in at the wrong angle. Bam, they blew up. Wow. Just yesterday, SpaceX gave it another go. The vehicle launched from the Boca Chica, Texas launch pad. Then, as hoped, it flew itself back to Earth to achieve the first successful vertical landing. And then 8 minutes later, it exploded on the launch pad.
Yeah.
It was a good run while it lasted. Everyone's cheering. It's like, that's great. And as they're cheering, they saw the cameras trained on this thing as it's quote-unquote cooling down. And ba-boom.
That's what I was laughing about, because I kept seeing, like, everybody's like, this is a big success. But the only video I saw was like...
Count as 0-3 on Musk.
Yeah, 0-3. All right, so let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
A sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Nigel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hola.
We're doing fantastic, Nigel. Nigel, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Then you probably already know that you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I guess drugs.
Drugs. The wonderful world of drugs, it is. Hit it, Huey. Now, I'll tell you, Nigel, it is not cheap having Huey Lewis in studio doing this.
Mm-hmm. You just got to pay for his penis before he even walks in.
It has its separate limousine. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is your story. I guess this particular guy did not realize that cops can multitask. If they're investigating a crime and then they spot another crime, they can focus on that one, too. Proof of that, a 42-year-old guy named John Harbison in Phoenix, Arizona, he called the cops on Sunday to report a break-in at his apartment. Now, that seems like the right thing to do, but in this case, it was a bad idea. You see, when the cops got there, they didn't find any signs of a break-in. But they did find his huge, huge stash of drugs. Guess he didn't bother to hide it before they got there. I don't know how you overlooked that small detail, but John did exactly that. Now, in addition to having a bag of meth, scales, baggies, needles, and almost $5,000 in cash sitting out on a table in plain sight, he also had one other drug that got him to a whole lot more trouble. He was arrested on several felony drug charges, and in addition to meth, what was the one other drug that he had in plain sight on the table that the cops saw that he called to his place? Was it Molly, Oxys, heroin, or fentanyl? So Molly, Oxys, heroin, or fentanyl. In addition to meth, what other drug did he have on the table?
Why did he call the cops again?
He said someone broke into his place, which may or may not be true. When the cops got there, they could not find any evidence of that. But also, to be fair, they were distracted by the huge amount of drugs sitting on his table.
So Molly, Oxys, heroin, or fentanyl?
That is correct.
Okay.
This is in Arizona?
Phoenix. Arizona.
Maybe
Oxys? You thinking Oxys?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ted?
I mean, the meth makes sense. Right? He already had that out.
He had that out, right. Then a bunch of paraphernalia, and then this other drug.
Wait, did he have, were there, he said there was like, what else was found other than the drugs?
Other than the drugs. So they find a bag of meth, they find scales, baggies, needles, and $5,000 in cash.
Oh, heroin.
You're going to go heroin?
Yeah, with you. The needles kind of scream heroin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of anybody shooting Molly or... But also, fentanyl like kind of acts like a heroin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll go heroin. He's got meth and heroin. He's a drug dealer.
Okay. So yeah, Nigel and Ted are going heroin. I'm going fentanyl all the way. Is this going to be your final answer, Nigel?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to find out what this guy had. Molly, Oxys, heroin, or fentanyl next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
High category drugs on profile. This 42-year-old Phoenix man called cops to report a break-in in his apartment. So police show up. There's drugs all over the place. In plain view. Mm-hmm. Coffee table, all that stuff. He didn't have meth on him, but question was, he had one more additional drug. And was that drug Molly, OxyContin, heroin, or fentanyl?
Nigel, that is the very question that we posed to you, my friend, and you had me read through some of the other things they found in his apartment. Some of that paraphernalia included needles, and you very astutely said that it is probably heroin. The Ted Smith agreed.
Oh, dang. I'm sorry.
No, Nigel, I'm afraid that the other drug that he had on him, and Miles got it, man, fentanyl.
Oh! Boom!
6,000.
Yeah.
6,000 fentanyl pills.
Oh, they were pills.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess right, because you can shoot up meth, too. I figure he's working for our cartel, because it seems like fentanyl and meth is a big thing.
Well, he's got a lot of fentanyl, man. There's no way that's for personal use.
That goes in all those directions.
Right, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's...
No. I'm just saying where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
You know, Miles, in Arizona.
Miles was telling me that Vegas... You know, Vegas understands what Vegas is, so it's like, look, we kind of reopened, we want you to come down, but if you're from out of town coming to Vegas, avoid buying cocaine right now, as we've had a bunch of overdoses. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's laced with something.
And in Seattle, they just issued a warning on all the fentanyl.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers,
all right,
Jimmy Fallon,
okay,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of writers going to their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Fox News announced on Tuesday that they hired Kaylee McCannon. Who was the press secretary in the Trump White House. They hired her to be, let me try that again. Fox News announced on the air Tuesday that Kaylee, last name,
McEnany,
who was the press secretary in the Trump White House, has been hired as an on-air commentator. I don't think the shocking part is that Fox hired a blonde woman, but the question is, did they hire her binder?
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Ted Swift.
Damn it.
She always had that binder with
always. Her. Always.
Yep. There's a lot of
stacks of papers.
Arts and crafts retailer Michaels was just bought for $3.3 billion. He spent $3.3 billion on the company in 1995 to get the contract framed.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Some business news that tell the arts and crafts retailer Michaels was just bought for $3.3 billion. Yep, they spent $3.3 billion on the company in 1995 to get the contract framed.
What else did Jimmy say last night? Like, you didn't read about it because it was in this month's edition of Ant Digest. I can't believe that sold for $3.3 billion.
I know.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You know,
well, man, probably because of the pandemic, people are doing their hobbies again.
Well, that and most of the money Michaels makes is off drug dealers buying bags there.
The bags,
bags, right?
Yeah, with bead bags.
With the spade logos and the diamonds and the hearts and all that stuff.
Well, if you want those cool logo 1 miles, you gotta go to a smoke shop.
Yeah. Pirates.
In just 3 weeks, people who have certain medical conditions are eligible for the vaccine. Current and former smokers are included in that group. Anyone that has smoked at least 100 cigarettes in the past. Huh. That's like everybody. That's 5 packs of cigarettes. My coworker smoked that in a weekend.
D-Ted Smith.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Damn it. Yeah, it's Kimmel.
In just 3 weeks, people who have certain high-risk medical conditions are eligible to get the vaccine. Current and former smokers are included in that group. Anyone who has smoked at least 100 cigarettes in the past.
Well, that's like what, everyone? That's five packs of cigarettes, 100. My Aunt Chippy smokes that in a day.
I know you guys don't smoke five packs every weekend, but no. I figured if I said Aunt Chippy,
yeah,
that would be very obvious that we should be killed.
Sure.
So that I tried to personalize it in McGovern. You still got it.
But you know what? That makes sense. It's the state of North Carolina that are doing
it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think Winston, Salem, all these towns are named after cigarettes. You want to talk about Italy and all that stuff, like Parmesan and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina is basically named after smokes.
Yeah. Or are smokes named after North Carolina?
I don't know. Mm. It's like Kirkland brand.
President Biden said that his goal is that every teacher can receive the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine by the end of March. Said teachers may receive.
Sounds like Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
President Biden said that his goal is that every teacher can receive the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine by the end of March. Said teachers may receive.
God, I hated that.
I got to be honest with you. I listened to that joke five times today. I'm still not positive I get it.
But it's just proper English.
I know it's an English joke.
May I instead of can I? In that instance.
Yep. All right.
So, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's like, oh, no. It's like, Mrs. Thomas, can I go to the bathroom? I don't know.
Can you?
Right, because you asked.
May I go to the bathroom?
Anytime a teacher said, can, you're right. Like, yeah, and I'd get up and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're asking me, sure, I can.
That's improper English.
She's improper English. She's Welsh.
I hated that.
That's why they do it.
I know.
Right. So we were just talking there about drug smuggling and this and that. I don't know if that guy was a smuggler. But there's a show on National Geographic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like the outdoorsy Alaska people or port protection. Still not sure about to catch a smuggler. I watched another episode last night. And they drilled a hole in a dude's drum, and it wasn't drugs. And I was like, I feel like we ruined that drum.
They did.
They did.
And they won't pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on the same token, they got some auto parts and they found coke in there. But let's not talk about to catch a smuggler.
Okay.
There's a show also about narcos, like the newer kind of narcos, right?
Right.
So it's crazy that this was all basically about how this one cartel got in with meth and everything. And I didn't even realize this, but you have the crack epidemic, right? And that's going into the 90s. But in the late 90s, meth shows up. In the early 2000s, it's massive. And meth's whole thing is, hey, you could buy this stuff at any store. You can make it in your garage,
sure. This
and that.
It's like a home brewing kit.
Right. But it's kind of crazy. Some of these Mexican cartels, they just jump on it right away and are producing mass numbers of this. And it's like, so as the Americans crack down on Americans doing it, this stuff just floods over. And
sure.
The other thing, too, is that they were saying that when people were making it on their own, the purity was somewhere between 20 and 30%. This Mexican cartel meth was 95%.
Right.
So even, people that weren't even interested in it. And again, meth was the new hot drug on the street.
Right.
Not in a good way. I shouldn't have said it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
Casey Kasem counting down.
Right, so people really didn't know as much, and were yeah, sure, I'll smoke some meth. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, too, sometimes it's just a matter of the crowd you're rolling with. Some people are yeah, man, this is what everybody's doing. People are all right, cool.
So you just do it.
Yeah. And I said before, Americans, and I'm stealing this quote from another movie, but Americans, any form of speed is the all-American drug.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to work harder, you don't need to sleep much.
And European.
Yeah.
What's that?
I mean, just recreationally.
No, right. But when I say it's the American drug is because Europeans get months of vacation.
Absolutely.
Right. Most Americans get 2 weeks.
Right.
It's encouraged, that you sometimes blow off your family or
right.
blow off other your personal commitments to work and do this and that. So that's why speed in any form is the all-American drug, right? It starts with Poppin' Benny's in the 50s and 60s,
sure, man.
Right? I mean, it's like, that's the other
caffeine.
Thing. Right. Well, it's like Jack Caraway. How did he do it? He was popping bennies.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you see what the cartels did with methamphetamines and how it floods over, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The new stuff, the fentanyl, the only thing I don't understand about that is it just seems like you're killing off customers.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
are.
Yeah. I mean, you are, right.
So,
I mean, that's why if you buy drugs from me, they're pure.
Yeah, Inside the Narcos War. It's pretty good, man.
You think drug dealers are going to start doing like what, hell, you go to the grocery store, you know, no MGOs or GMOs, whatever, like, hey, no fentanyl in this. You see that stamp right there? It's been approved fentanyl by 15 cartels, fentanyl free.
Ooh, but high MSG. Yeah, I mean,
you get diabetes, but there's no fentanyl.
I think the problem is, it's just the producers.
Sure.
Right? Like, I can't imagine a street-level dealer. It's like that story, what was that, a year or two ago in, like, Pittsburgh or something, right? It's a guy has chopped it. Now, he's a low-level street guy. He has no idea what he's actually giving these people. But that's after a night at the bar where everybody thinks they're doing cocaine and people are just falling out left. And I think, like, three of them died or something because it's fentanyl. So by the time it gets to that dude, he doesn't know. So I think it's a matter of if the suppliers are going to stop mixing it in.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know, man. That stuff happens a lot. Let's see. Miles, good news for you. The Friends reunion is taping next month.
Yes.
The reunion was supposed to happen. They were going to film a special. Then COVID-19 happened. So David Schwimmer, everybody's favorite character, he said, it's happening. A little over a month, I'm headed out to L.A. So finally, we figured out a way to film it safely. There's going to be a portion of it that we filmed outside for safety protocols. That'll air on HBO Max. There's no air date yet, but
I might watch.
Assuming that it's just a one-off special, it shouldn't be that hard to... It should be on the air pretty soon.
I admit I did not watch Friends, but all those characters, all the people that play those roles, I think are great actors and have their own stuff. Like, I love when Jennifer Aniston pops up, if she's in the Meet the Millers.
She was great.
Her roles are really good.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow did the comeback on HBO, which I thought was just comedically
brilliant. Matt LeBlanc was funny.
On Showtime, he had one there, and then he had a regular show.
Episodes.
Like, yeah, his stuff was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, I'm not going to rewatch Friends, but I'd watch a reunion special.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what you did on Thursday nights, right? Mm-hmm. You watch Friends. And the Ross and Rachel thing was a big deal. But you just look, and, you know, look, you can look back on a lot of stuff and go, oh, that was weird or this and that. Like, but that's the time period it was in.
Yeah,
and it's not even that.
It's
just
perfect,
like,
for it.
Right, like, and honestly, like, we've talked about this before. Thurl, you bring it up all the time with Say Anything, right? Like, people would think you're a stalker if you're sitting outside of a girl's bedroom with a...
Yeah, in real life.
Boombox.
Right. That's not a good idea.
Right, so oftentimes, like, it's like Ross was, you know, weird or whatever with Rachel. It's like, yeah, but the TV and movie, like, love is not real.
Think
like,
about almost
spoiler
any
alert,
love
like,
story you've seen in a movie or TV and ask how that would play out in your real life.
Yeah.
I mean, think about, like, if you stalked this person or they stalked you. Like, in real life, if you honestly had to deal with that, like, 100% of the time, it ends poorly. It ends with pepper spray.
Right. Yeah.
Right? I mean, in the movies, it works. In real life, yeah, I'm calling the cops.
Right. And it would be super creepy. All right, so this girl, Jeanette McCrudy, all right, she was on iCarly, which was a kid's show, right?
All right.
So they're redoing it. She's 28 now. She was Sam Puckett on iCarly, and then it spin off Sam and Cat. So she was on a podcast. Somebody asked her if she was going to be on the remake of it. And I like it. She was like, no. She was like, I quit acting years ago. Basically, you know, like, sometimes you'll see bands or people that, you know, we didn't like this song or actors that didn't like a role. And I agree. You can go, well, you took the role, like this and that. But her point is, like, she's like, look, she was 6, and her parents forced her into it.
Right.
And then she's like, by 10 or 11, she's the breadwinner for the family. So she's always kind of resented it. And then now she's saying, like, the pressure of, like, keeping money in the family.
Right.
Like, as she got a little bit older, she took parts she didn't like. And she's like, but, you know, she's the breadwinner of the family now. So for her to be like, yeah, I don't want to act like I'm over it.
It's like show dog mom. I get forced into it, but I do like that she's like, I'm done.
Beauty queen parents or whatever.
Well, I think it's tough, too. Like, I don't have children, but sometimes, like, it seems like sometimes kids will go along with a parent because they want the parent to be, like, be happy.
Of course.
I mean, look, you grew up playing, you know, sports when you're a kid or whatever. Yeah. Right? I mean, Miles, I can guarantee you right now, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, you can think of that kid who was on the team who absolutely hated it, but his parents kept forcing him to play.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, it's like, sorry, man. So I think it's the same way with acting. It's hard for a kid.
Well, yeah, because you are fulfilling your parents' prophecy and wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not your choice. So right. It's like you're doing what, like Sarah Silverman said something the other day on a podcast as well about the fact that somebody called up and or asked her about being hairy. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a daughter, she's got a unibrow, whatever, and she's like, you're the one worried about that.
Right.
Don't make that an issue for her.
No, she doesn't know.
And make her self-conscious of what's going on with her.
Right, it was on her podcast.
Yeah, because you have a problem with it.
See,
she can be proud of it.
But like, that's the way I felt about school. I only went under pressure from my parents. I didn't want to go. Yeah, I did it for them. They were relentless about it. I fulfilled their wishes by graduating high school, and I wish I was joking.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, this
that
is...
But that's not... That's,
no, no, but that was
a job,
for,
man.
No, it's not a job.
I'm talking about a job.
But a job pays me. School didn't pay me. This was my problem at school. Yeah. What do you mean I have homework? Where is my paycheck?
That is crap. You send me someplace for 8 hours a day, and you can't get enough together to make sure that all your crap's done. Now, I got to take your work home?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I was here 8 hours. Sorry, that's BS.
That's like a bad meeting.
I gave you a lot of time, and you can't figure out a way to manage that so I don't have to take your work home?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I'll just take the damn test.
Right.
I don't need to do your work, to show the work, to prove I did the work. I sat there for an hour and a half and listened to your boring ass.
Yeah, I can't
notes.
Stay at homework. I think school is just a little bit different because we all have to do it.
It's almost like going to a job.
That's what my parents said.
You did a decent job at your job today. We're going to give you a bunch of assignments to take home tonight, and then you're going to turn them in tomorrow before you work just to make sure you understand.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's not how anything else works.
Wow.
S-M-D.
But nothing works like school does.
No, nothing does.
Right. No adult would go.
Yeah, right.
But, again,
I know, but
school, everybody goes
that
to
was
school.
My logic as a 13-year-old, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, I said the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I think that's a little different than pushing a kid into
a
sport
without question.
Or into acting at a young age because you wanted to be an actor or this and that.
Exactly.
And sometimes there's kids that are really good at stuff that, like, nobody else in the family is.
Or they just don't, and the family doesn't care.
Well, I mean, like, I just think about my nephew, right? He plays sports. He's big into cross country.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother hate running.
That's not exciting.
Right?
Because you're like, going to follow him the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to watch him leave, and then you wait, like, 45 minutes, and he shows back up.
Yeah.
Like, there he is.
That's like Bernie's daughter got into crew.
Right.
And I was like, how's that when you go to watch? And he goes, I don't know, man. You just stand on a bridge and wait for him to go underneath, and then you head to where they finish. I was like, you Red Cup in that? He's like, yeah, Teddy. It's like I'm standing out there for 2 hours.
Man,
what the hell you think I'm doing? But yeah, I know. My nephew loves it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Row.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Naked Florida man breaks into a woman's home. Was also seen bouncing naked on her trampoline.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a Florida woman beats her cousin and smashes a tiki bar for being a, quote, disco queen. London train delayed when a cat jumps up on the hood and won't come down. Apparently, Apollo 12 astronauts took something with them for punching the clown. And Florida man dresses up like a Home Depot employee, then goes there to steal stuff. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to London, where a train suffered a delay. While stationed for a half hour waiting to disembark to its next destination 200 miles away, a train and crew found themselves with an unexpected issue. A cat had jumped up onto the roof.
No, no, no.
Not wanting to barrel down the tracks with a cat clinging on for dear life, the train was taken out of service, and another was brought in to carry passengers to their destination with only a minor delay.
They took it out of service.
They did.
Because there was a cat on
the roof. There's a doggone cat on there.
Look, man, I was stuck on a plane once. It's Philadelphia. Everything had been delayed. It was our connecting flight. But the thing was, so we're ready to take off. Everyone's relieved because everyone's getting impatient. Then we're told we're going to have to wait. They can't estimate how long because there's a dog on the runway. And I'm like, well, if the dog's alive, fire this bitch up.
Right, go.
He's going to move out of the way.
How did he get right there? That means I can walk through a fence and do the same damn thing.
I don't know, but it's like, what's taking you so long?
I guess he probably dug underneath.
I think the problem with the cat is that it was up there. They said that it was wide-eyed and scared.
Yeah.
So even if you blow the horn on that thing, it's just going to kind of hunker down and just not know what to do.
Right.
Until it's too late. The thing's going to move, but it's just going to kind of wait there and hope for the best because it doesn't know where to go. There's too much sounds, too many people. It's a problem.
I'd have kept the train rolling. That's just me, man.
They did lift a little crate up there so that the cat could jump on there and then run away. So
for real?
Yeah, the cat's okay.
Okay.
My point exactly.
Minor delay is all it was. I know the trains are prompt, but a minor delay.
Boy, I'm a crotchety old man.
Terrible news for train riders. The cat's okay.
Uh-oh.
In other news, Florida, back to its usual antics. Police were called on a man invading his neighbor's yard. He was seen jumping on his neighbor's trampoline completely naked. But to make things even better, he later broke into the woman's home while still in the nude.
Jeez, that's weird.
Arrested on multiple charges.
And that's your neighbor.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Is that with Florida, I don't believe that his nudity had anything to do with a sexual nature. I think he just wanted to be naked.
Right. Because it's Florida, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or he's on drugs.
Walking to people's homes.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know.
So to keep in mind, Florida's hot and it's humid. So when you're bouncing on a trampoline there, yeah, man, those things are probably hitting in the chin.
And then the ankles. And then the chin again.
The chin. So humid.
I mean, they just dropped.
Accidentally bounced off them. Right.
Just airing them out, boys.
You stepped on them twice.
Pardon me, ma'am. Do you have a towel?
You want to swab your trampoline.
Get the greasy butt stubbins on that trampoline.
Looks like the bottom of a KFC bucket.
I'm going to do a butt bounce.
It really does.
Butt bounce.
Leaves a little in for the sweat.
That bag of food you brought in today. All greasy and nasty.
No.
Look, you got fries in a paper bag.
I know. So I asked him, what did you bring in? Butter popcorn for lunch? I didn't even see the bag. Ted mentioned earlier. I said, what are you talking about?
They were chips, man.
And I was like, I didn't even know what you were talking about. And I looked at it. I was like, oh, God, what is that? It's going to kill you, man.
They were delicious, though. Still in Florida, authorities were responding to the scene of a crash that was bad enough to require coning off the area to deter drivers. This barricade didn't stop one man who charged through the cones at speeds near 100 miles per hour, nearly hitting six officers. They actually had to jump out of the way in order to avoid this guy.
He had one flip-flop on.
Yeah, he was eventually stopped, but he turned the tables when he charged the officers, claiming that he had, quote, business at the Ritz.
I got business here, man. Back off.
Put a cheese on that cracker.
Business at the old Ritz-Carlton there. After he was arrested, they searched his car where they found cocaine, a rolled-up dollar bill, a marijuana grinder, and a hashed oil vaporizer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I got on 100, man.
I got a feeling he was using all of that.
Probably more coke than weed.
That's true.
Driving 100 miles an hour.
He uses the weed to level himself out a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Again, like I said, being a cop in real life, not lots of TV shows.
No.
Tonight on Chicago PD, they're attacked by a weird man in one flip-flop. Mm-hmm. A naked man's on a trampoline.
He's on his way to the race.
Right.
Most of these are Florida, though. It's still Florida. Just give you an idea.
Right.
It's all Florida.
I want to know what business he had at the Ritz.
It's all Florida. It's one location.
Let's see if the restraining order is true.
Ernest goes to the Ritz.
Maybe he's going to the Ritz-Carlton to sell the drugs.
There you go. Just half the drugs at this point, huh?
Man.
One more out of Florida. A woman turned violent after becoming frustrated with her cousin. Miles loves this story. The woman was set off when her roommate and cousin was playing Chick's La Freak on repeat very loudly. Her frustration boiled to the point that she pushed her cousin into their makeshift tiki bar, causing an injury to the cousin's
You've
side.
You've seen this little bar. It's like, it looks like it's made out of like palm trees.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah.
It's a two-seater. It's cheap as hell. It's
but
got
it's a tiki bar.
I know, but it's, of course she's got a tiki bar in her freaking living room.
In her living
it's
room.
Florida.
In her
Wouldn't it be nice
room.
If we had a bar in here?
Only if it's tiki.
Yeah. I'm bringing out the blender.
It's the only one that you can buy from the store.
Is there any irony or coincidence to the fact that they're playing Freak Out and then this chick freaked out? Freak Out.
Very, very, very chic.
Know, Mike brings up a good call, though. Like, generally, indoor bars they sell pre-made are tiki bars.
Right.
And then there's, like, outside stuff.
I'm pretty sure
you
she could
move that
build
bad
her
boy
own
outside,
one.
Too, I'm sure.
I want to party with these chicks. You got a tiki bar in your living room. I'm getting lucky.
You got
tonight.
A little hula dancer on the counter.
Just keep the music mixed up. That is it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a positive Friday. Ted versus the FCC and the return of Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.